This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Leon Rose has made the impossible possible. You can't get OG Anunoby. Leon, you're suing the Raptors. What are you doing? Stop calling them.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got OG? We must have traded a lot of first rounds, though, right? Nope. Just traded RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly in a second rounder. No first? Okay, Leon, I'll be quiet. We need Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges is the piece. You're not going to get him. Nobody trades with Brooklyn. The Nets and the Knicks have not done a trade since 1983. It's not going to happen. Leon just got that done as well, too. So me hearing that nobody thinks that the Knicks can re-sign Iheart, that's music to my ears, because each and every time you tell Leon he can't do something, he turns around and he does it anyways. So that's why another reason I think the Knicks are going to re-sign Iheart. But let's take a look at the genius that is Leon Rose and all the moves that he's made and all the players that we have now because of Leon. Shout out to Leon. And you know he's looking at you guys. You see him? You see him in that image? He's looking at everybody smiling because he knows what we know. He has made a number of moves. He's a genius. And he's just helping this Knicks team each and every time. Shout out to New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. If you're not following New York Basketball on the app X, you're doing yourself a major disservice. They're one of the best accounts in the entire world. Follow them. You do yourself a favor. But let's go ahead and start here. The Knicks 2024 draft. This is how it all went. Number 25, Pacome Dadier. And then he's obviously 18, and he's 6'8", French, played in the BBL. Then you have number 34, Tyler Kolek. 23, he's a guard, 6'1", also some particular listings have him at 6'3", so you can go back and forth. Number 56, Kevin McCullough Jr., 23, 6'5", from Kansas. And then number 58, a little bit unexpected. I didn't actually anticipate for him to be drafted by the Knicks. I didn't even know the Knicks had a number 58 pick. Ariel Huckport, 22 years old, he's a center, 6'11", from Germany. He played in the NBL, and the Knicks started again with two first-round picks and one second-rounder. They ended with one first-round pick and then a first and 3 seconds and more future second-round picks as well, too. So the Knicks have just cleaned house. Leon Rose, I don't know if it's just Leon Rose or his entire front office or everybody working with him, Gerson Rosas, Worldwide West. That entire front office knows exactly what they're doing. When they trade picks, they only do it if a player that they want is not available anymore. And if a player that they really want might go to the second round, they're gonna try to anticipate that. They're going to try to predict that. They're going to talk with other people around the league and try to think, all right, well, the player that I want, I guess he's not going to go in the first round. I can trade these picks away, and I have an opportunity to get him in the second round. Tyler Kolek is a first-round prospect. Let's get that right. Guard, 6'1", 6'3", whatever you want to list him as. He has Jalen Brunson type of play. You guys seen the type of highlights I showed you, right? In the last video I posted for him, his highlights show everything about his game. He takes contact. He can shoot the three ball really well. He can score from basically anywhere he wants to. He also has a floater game. A lot of his offense reminds me of Jalen Brunson. How does a player like that drop to the second round? More than that, how does a player like that drop to the second round? The Knicks identify him. We actually trade with the Blazers, trade up for the 34th pick, trade 3 second-round picks to get this kid, and you know the Knicks are not doing that unless they see talent in him. Leon Rose and this Knicks front office are making moves like this because they're trying to get low-cost additions that are going to help this team now and in the future. We already know, even if Tyler doesn't play a lot of minutes, maybe his first year he plays 10 to 15 minutes under Tom Thibodeau, That's still a lot more minutes than I expect any other rookie to play. You don't expect rookies in the second round to play any minutes under Tom Thibodeau. The fact that we're talking about him like a legit first round pick, that he could actually have legit minutes playing time under head coach Tom Thibodeau, that matters. It means something. It tells you the Knicks are not drafting just to get players that might have talent and you could develop them down the road and maybe play them later. No, they're not doing that. They're targeting specific players that can help contribute to win now mode. Help them play now. Help them get better now. Help contribute to the winning team that they just created after the Mikal Bridges deal. These are the type of deals that Leon Rose is trying to go after. The prospect they're trying to go after. Let's pull it up again. Look at the picks that they got. Look at all of this young talent. Dottier, we have no idea if he's actually going to play. He might be a draft and stash, but according to every report coming out after the draft, he anticipates that he's going to play in the NBA. Whether that's in the G League or not, I don't know. I don't think he's ready yet. He's very young. He's 18 years old. He definitely can shoot. I watched a lot of his highlights. He can shoot with the best of them. He can't really do anything else, though. Defense, not really there. He doesn't really rebound.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The ball really well. And when he is in the paint, he looks to grab the ball and type to score. There are a couple of things he could work on still. So I want him to be able to do that a little bit better before the Knicks utilize him in the rotation. But if you're looking at Kolek, he's 23. He's already played a lot of basketball in his life. He has that experience and he's somebody you can plug and play right now. He's ready to play right now. Everybody can see it. And all the highlights show it. The game shows it. The fact that multiple NBA insiders called this guy the steal of the NBA draft. Not the first round. No. Not the second round. No. The entire draft. He is the steal of the entire draft. And the Knicks got him at a low cost. Second rounders don't get paid barely anything. Leon Rose knew that. And he was anticipating that while making this move. How can you not give credit to this man? Traded for Mikal Bridges, re-signed OG Anunoby, is looking to re-sign Hartenstein, is upgrading this team, low-cost rookies at very low-cost contracts. How can you hate on Leon Rose at this point in time? He's doing everything right now to make sure this Knicks team is better. And because of all those moves, look at what happened. Look at what all those moves created. Shout out to ESPN for giving us the following information. The Knicks odds to win the title at ESPN Bet went from 16 to 1 to 10 to 1 after the trade. New York's odds have shortened to 8 to 1 by Friday. The second best odds in the Eastern Conference behind the champion Boston Celtics and third best overall. The Denver Nuggets have the shortest odds to win the title in the Western Conference at 15 to 2. Let's get this right again. Before any trades were done, we were 16 to 1. After trades happen, we are now 10 to 1. And then we think about it a little bit. We look at all of the things that the Knicks have done, all of the moves they made, the trades they've made, the players they've added, the rookies they've added, and then they jump to 8-1? 8-1? That's the best odds. The best odds for a Knicks team that I've ever seen in my lifetime. You know why they give them that odds? Because we're a championship team. You want to know why we're a championship team? Because we're being talked about like we can win the championship next season. Why are we in this position? Why are we here? Leon Rose, Tom Thibodeau, Jalen Brunson, just to name a few. I'm not taking away from everybody else. I'm not taking away from Gerson Rosa. I'm not taking away from Worldwide West. I'm not taking away from all of these other amazing people that we have as part of the Knicks front office. I'm not taking away from any one of them. They're special. They're special. We have a special front office. But it starts with Leon. Leon did all of this. Who hired the coach? Leon Rose. Who thought it was a good idea to get Jalen Brunson? Leon Rose. Who thought it was a good idea to have his running mates as Gerson Rosas and Worldwide West? Leon Rose. Who deserves the credit for this Knicks team being where it is right now? At least one of the major people? Leon Rose. You can't hate on this man anymore. He has turned us in from a laughingstock. We were a laughingstock 4 years ago. When they used to mention the Knicks on ESPN, it was only to garner clicks about how much they would hate on us. Remember that? And then slowly, that narrative started to change. It started to go away. And then all you heard about was, man, this Knicks team, they have that grit. They have that hustle. They have that defense. They have that identity. Everybody understands their role. They understand what they need to do. And they understand when they're on that floor, when they're on that court, they're part of the New York Knicks organization. They have to represent. They have to hustle. And they have to do everything in their power to make sure we win games and protect home court, protect the garden. We were patient for 4 years under Leon Rose. I criticized Leon Rose for basically 3 years, saying, what is he patient for? What are you waiting for? What are you doing? I'm sorry. I apologize, Leon Rose. I didn't know that secretly you were building a championship contender. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knicks fans, and until next time, peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.